The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. Please keep your arms and legs inside the car at all times.
This is your final warning.
Now, here's your host, Mr. Thrill Ride himself, Eric Metaxas.
Oh, hello. Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. Folks, I was going to do a weird thing today. I was going to spend the whole hour promoting my new children's book, Donald Builds the Wall, because somebody told me that there are still people out there that haven't purchased their copies. I find that hard to believe. But if you are out there and you are in open sin, you need to repent. You need to get a copy of the book. And I don't need an apology, but as long as you do the right thing and get several copies of the book, okay? But the reason I'm not going to spend the hour talking about my fabulous new book, Donald Builds the Wall, is because look who I have in the studio, Ann Coulter. Welcome to the program. I can't believe you're here.
You know, he hasn't built the wall.
Well, I think he's building the wall. You know what I find fascinating? That you are so Ann Coulter that you couldn't just go with, hey, nice to be here. You had to come in with the wall, like, right out of the get-go. You just had to say that. And, yeah, you're getting a lot of points with the administration, so keep hitting it. So, seriously, I want to talk to you, of course, about the wall. But I'm just so glad to see you.
Me too.
What do you think of this crazy studio?
I love this.
You see that thing that looks like a Tiffany, like Tiffany glass? That's Tiffany glass. It's
no,
actual
this is
Tiffany
really
glass.
Gorgeous. They used to this used to be a
this was
gentleman's
a club.
I hear
Century
that Mark
Club
Twain came to.
That's right. The Century Club, which now moved like uptown, was first here. So at the turn of the century, Mark Twain was a member. Louis Comfort Tiffany was a member, and that's why the skylight is actually a Tiffany. So most of this stuff is real.
I hope this building is landmarked because otherwise, good.
It is. Yeah, totally.
I promise you they would rip it down.
Well, we know.
And put up some piece of crap.
Well, let's talk about something more positive, like nothing. There's nothing more positive because there's a lot of bad stuff happening. It's just good to see you. I want to talk to you about everything. So why don't we, let's just get it out of the way. The wall. Go.
Well, since the Democrats started their latest impeachment, you may have noticed, for my regular readers, I have briefly suspended my daily pointing out that he's not building the wall. Because this really is madness. But I was just thinking yesterday, you know, two things can be true at the same time. The media must be destroyed. It's unreformable. They're lying swine. Hopefully Trump will accomplish that one thing. He's been under relentless attack since the moment he came down the escalator. They wanted to impeach him about 5 minutes after he won the election November 7th, 2016. That can be true, and it can also be true that he has not done one thing for his supporters.
Okay, you're suggesting in your nuanced way that he hasn't done anything for his supporters. I actually would disagree with that. So I'm kind of amazed that you go that far. It's one thing to say he hasn't done in your mind, the most important thing, which is to say,
he's done very, very little. He did not end the carried interest deduction. That was a big part of something that isn't even related to, not deduction, but loophole. He always calls it a deduction.
Being a man of no means, I'm not aware.
Well, being a man of no means, you should be annoyed that you're paying a higher tax rate than hedge fund managers are. It's a ridiculous loophole.
Okay.
What happens, and it's very simple to understand, you work for a living. You do this. You get paid. You pay your taxes on your income.
Technically, yes. Go ahead.
What's left over, you pay, you know, your mortgage, you pay for your daughter's school.
Yeah.
And then what's left over from that, you invest. You give to a bank in New York, say Morgan Stanley, they invest it for you. Okay, so for your income, you're taxed at, I don't know what it is now, but about 40%. For your investment income, which is what's left over after you've paid your income taxes and paid for everything else in your life, you only pay, I forget what it is now, but about 15%. Both of them just go up 1 or 2 points. What hedge fund managers figured out in a total scam loophole is, everything we do is an investment since we just take a percentage. We invest.
That's what we do when
they go to work every day. That's what they do. They invest other people's money. So their entire income, they count as investment income. That's why Warren Buffett is always saying, oh, why do I pay a lower tax rate than my secretary? Hey, I have an idea. Let's not have hedge fund managers pay a lower rate than their secretaries. The only presidential candidate, Democrat or Republican, to ever promise to end this stupid loophole, and I don't care if it'll fund the government or not. It's unfair. It's outrageous. Was Donald Trump. He was attacked for it in, I think it was the first debate, second debate, by John Kasich. I tweeted about it at the time. John Kasich, please donate to me, Wall Street. He's the one person to say I'm going to end the carried interest loophole. And I might add, for the first time in world history, Wall Street gave, I'm trying to remember the number. That's right, $0 to Donald Trump. They gave like 90% of their money to Hillary Clinton, 10% to some green candidate or something else. He had the opportunity of a lifetime. We got a president elected without one penny from Wall Street. And he gets into the White House. And what does that mean? Oh, I know. It means I'll turn the keys of the kingdom over to Wall Street. I'll hire more Goldman Sachs people than Obama and Bush combined. And that's what he did. And Gary Cohn from Goldman Sachs said, no, sir, I wouldn't end the carried interest loophole. So he didn't do it.
But that's now almost 3 years ago. So it seems to me
he hasn't done it.
But he is better. He doesn't have as many Wall Street people in the administration as he did initially.
Who knows? I assume he gets rid of one, replaces another.
All right. Listen,
I mean,
you mentioned
knows?
Wall
He's
Street.
Hired more.
You mentioned Wall Street. Let's talk about the wall.
I would start slowly with something that wasn't immigration related. But I think every rally he mentioned, almost every rally that he mentioned that he'd end the carried interest loophole. I know what every rally he said he'd build the wall.
Right.
I mean, there were signs. That was the chant. This isn't some odd little issue Ann came up with. Well, I noticed this speech on September 7th. No, that was the theme of his campaign. And again, what did he do? He got into office and, Mitch McConnell doesn't want the wall. And I'm not going to hire anyone that would help me build. He always had the power to build the wall. I felt like, the good witch in The Wizard of Oz for the last 4 years. I've been telling him since the transition, you are the commander in chief. You don't need Congress to build the wall. In fact, it was one of the things I praised him for in Trump We Trust and columns throughout the column or throughout the campaign as his main and most enthusiastic immediate supporter.
Right.
90% of his promises were things he didn't need Congress for. The one thing he needed Congress for was to repeal and replace Obamacare. Good job with that, Republicans. But everything else, renegotiating the trade deals, building the wall, enforcing immigration laws, deporting the Dreamers, ending Obama's unconstitutional executive order on illegal immigrants, absolutely 100% building the wall, all in the president's, ending the carried interest loophole, taxing remittances, the amount of billions of dollars. Used to be 20 billion illegal aliens sent back to Mexico. It's now, since Trump has been president, the guy who's going to crack down on illegal immigration, it's been 30 billion. That's how you get Mexico to pay for the wall. If nothing else, you would think for his own, sense of pride, he didn't want the media embarrassing him anymore. He would build the wall and make Mexico pay for it. which he knows how to do, or at least somebody working for his campaign knew how to do.
All right, enough with the one-word answers. I want to go deeper with you, okay? So seriously, and of course, I'm grateful for your knowledge on these things, because these aren't the kinds of things. That's why I want to do a long-form interview on this program, and especially with you, because we tend not to hear this stuff. We hear, the bright, shiny stuff makes it out there. So I just want to ask you, before we go deeper into that, would you not be willing to concede, or is there a reason you don't want to concede, that he has done things that were important and that should make us proud? I mean, I think that his willingness to... it's in some ways not a big thing, but his willingness to say, we're going to move the embassy to Jerusalem, I don't care what they say. I knew I was going to get that from you.
Oh my gosh, I did not think anything could turn me against Israel. Donald Trump is starting to make me really annoyed by this. No, that's not what he ran on. That's not what steel workers in Ohio and Wisconsin wanted.
What does it have to do? Why is it a zero-sum game?
Because that's all we hear them bragging about. Okay. Oh, we gave tax cuts to Wall Street and we moved the embassy, America?
I've got other things on my list. What about...
Oh, man. In fact, I turned against Ralph Reed last night. I'm bringing this up with you as the representative of Christian in America.
Yes. That's right. I'm the evangelical pope now. We're going to be right back, folks. If you didn't notice, I'm talking to Ann Coulter, and she's talking to me. We'll be right back.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With Vantage Point Software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. Vantage Point has spent the last 3 decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. Vantage Point Software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. Vantage Point is making its exclusive market forecast process available to you for free when you text money to 411-411. That's MONEY to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future. Text money to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of 6, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
How was the doctor?
Not what I expected. I have arthritis.
What? How can I help? Well, the doctor gave me a rundown on what to know and what to do, and also mentioned a symptom tracking app called Arthritis Power. It can help me and the doc manage my arthritis better.
Well, great. Let's download it from the App Store. Arthritis Power?
Yep, it sounds easy. I just have to answer questions about my pain and other symptoms once a week. It only takes a few minutes. The doctor says that seeing my symptoms over time in this app can help us understand how my arthritis is responding to treatment.
That's cool. Now, don't forget to use it, old man. You'll be helping yourself and your doctor.
Old man? And what does that make you then?
If you have arthritis, download Arthritis Power. Arthritis Power is from the nonprofit Global Healthy Living Foundation and its patient community, Creaky Joints. Your information is protected, and there's never a cost. In fact, you could even be paid for participating in research surveys about arthritis. For more information, go to arthritispower.org or search for Arthritis Power in your app store.
It's Eric from Taxes Show. I'm talking to Ann Coulter. She's right here. Ann, I want to ask you, there's certain things now, because you are a contrarian and you're contentious. That is basically a compliment. It's definitely a compliment. But there's certain things like this that I'm dying to ask you.
I consider myself a thought leader.
Who said that? Who said that they were a thought leader?
It was just
on Twitter the other day. Okay, you're a thought leader. You're a TV personality.
I'm a contentious person because everyone starts imitating what I was, and often you, what a few smart people were saying 10 years ago. Okay, we've moved on now. Please stop talking about Israel and abortion. I was just thinking about this the other day. If your listeners don't know, they should know. That immigrants since 1970 have been voting more than 80% for the Democrats. It's fantastic to get an Hispanic Republican and an Asian Republican, and yes, it makes me very happy, but by and large, they're voting against us.
Right.
80% of Asians, 80% of Hispanics in presidential election after presidential
right.
election have voted for the Democrat. So maybe you can stop acting as if Israel and abortion are the most important issues when you are about to lose every single thing across the board. The Democrats have been bragging about this since the 80s, Roy Teixeira in Texas and one of Kennedy's advisors, what was his name? He's quoted in Adios America, just bragging about, oh, it's George McGovern's revenge with the immigrants. We're going to take California. Have you seen California recently? They gave us President Nixon and President Reagan. Good luck with that. Before the first vote is cast on Election Day, Democrats already have, I don't know, you can look it up, 170 electoral votes.
Yeah.
They have California,
right.
They have Illinois, they have New York. By the way, because of immigration, they recently took Virginia. They're about to take North Carolina. They may be taking Texas. Can you wake up and see what matters here? Because you lose everything.
Okay,
every single thing if we don't get control of immigration. It's probably too late, which is why I'm a little testy with Trump.
Okay, well, I agree with you on this, but I guess my question is, it does strike me as odd that you don't see him as having worked along these lines. In other words, I don't know what it is that he could have done quicker or whatever, but I still get the impression that he is trying and fighting
and that it's been a battle. He's doing absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. In fact, the opposite of nothing when he's elected and he speaks from the Oval Office talking about how he loves Dreamers and he's going to keep them here. No, I want to deport Dreamers first. The illegal immigrant felons, at least when you catch an illegal immigrant having raped a child, they say, okay, you got me. No, the Dreamers are on the cover of Time magazine. They have their own shows on MTV. They're showing up in congressional offices demanding amnesty right now. No, I want them to go first. Then we'll get to the felons.
Okay, let's talk about something less contentious.
So Ralph Reed last night.
Oh, let's talk about Ralph
Reed. On a commercial break in the very exciting but depressing Dodgers-Nationals game last night. It was very exciting. Did you see it?
I read your spectacular tweet about it. I didn't even know they were playing the game because if the Mets aren't in it, I'm not focused. But the idea that St. Louis got 10 runs.
Oh, that was the earlier game.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Cardinals-Braves.
Yeah.
Because the Braves, in an outpouring of political correctness, got rid of
the tomahawk chop,
and right. hours later...
it was historic.
Two pitches.
No, it was literally that is the most runs ever scored in one inning in a postseason game. They were routed 13-1, and I read your tweet. It was hilarious. But, okay, so you were talking to Ralph Reed.
I switch over to Ralph Reed, who was explaining something or other, and he said what he was saying, what Christians should care about is abortion and low taxes and Israel. And then he went on for 20 minutes on Israel, and I'm waiting for him to say something about and defending the nation's borders. Does that figure in any place, you intellectual inferior? We're talking, it used to be when I and you and when I first met you, when I was giving speeches and writing about abortion in high school, in college, in law school, large portions of the Republican Party, especially the Republican Party I came from in the state of Connecticut, were pro-choice Republicans. Bush was pro-choice. That was what separated the mice from the men. Reagan came along. He's the only president, I think, at least until then, to write a book in office. What was it about? Abortion. He's the first president to speak, I think by teleprompter or something. Not teleprompter, but whatever it's called. At the National Right to Life rally they have every year. And he won in a landslide in the next election. Okay, that woke Republicans up. And even the stupidest Republican, which is 98% of them, realized, hey, this abortion gig is pretty good. And now that's supposed to prove your bona fides? Who's the pro-choice Republican? They're dead. They're gone. It's over. Now what separates the mice from the men is figuring out that our entire country is about to be over if we don't stop immigration. Absolute stop. Deport illegals. Build the wall. Go after the refugee frauds. Otherwise, all of your congressmen are going to be Ilhan Omar. What are people thinking? And this nonsense the commander-in-chief comes up with of legal. If I hear that one more time, I will fly to Washington and hold his head underwater until the bubbles stop. Okay, the legal immigrants he loves so much, stage 9/11. They're the ones who did the Boston Marathon. With Ilhan Omar, legal. Well, except, immigration fraud.
Now I'm getting confused. What do you mean? In other words, you're making it sound...
What I mean is the country is ruined one way or another, by making illegal aliens, by just calling them legal, doesn't fix the problem. No, we need to slow things down. We need a total moratorium. We need to assimilate the ones already here. Probably take 100 years to get them to at least split their votes between Republicans and Democrats. I mean, we are close to the end, and I'm just watching, the entire, not the entire conservative movement, but an awful lot of the conservative movement and an awful lot of the Christian conservatives fiddling while Rome burns and refusing to pay attention to what matters because you're about to lose everything. Oh, yeah, great. Let's say we get one more Supreme Court appointment.
Yeah.
And yes, they've been great. Why? Because President Trump did with the courts what he should have done with immigration. I'm a complete ignoramus. I'll farm this out to people who know what they're doing, the Federalist Society. Why couldn't you have done that with immigration? No, I'll get Paul Ryan in here. I'll ask Goldman Sachs.
Okay, but you
So that's what happened with immigration.
But you do give him credit then for how he handled the Supreme Court and those nominations.
No, only because he gave it to the Federalist Society.
But you give him credit for
and
that.
And the point I am driving at is that will be worth so much spit if we don't change demographics, because it will get to the point that Republicans, it could be the next election, it could be 2020, where Republicans will never, ever win another presidential election. State, Texas will, Texas probably not right away. Virginia, as I say, is gone. North Carolina, Georgia, Florida, and Texas, among others, are on the brink, are about to flip,
but
where we never elect a Republican. No Republican senators, no Republican presidents. At that point, they just pack the court. You win nothing, you lose everything. And Ralph Reed is talking about Israel?
Are we on? I wanted to talk to you about the Kavanaugh nomination. I think that part of what's happening in the country is that people who either weren't for Trump or weren't for him very much have observed how he's been treated and how things like the Kavanaugh nomination went, and they finally saw the light that we're in a cultural war with people that are crazy, that are effectively cultural
right.
Marxists. They don't really care about truth or the Constitution. They're just angry that they're losing something and that they're willing to do things that they've never quite done before. And I do have to say that I give this president a lot of credit for standing up for Kavanaugh to the end, because I believe
yes.
any other Republican would have caved before
yes.
Kavanaugh got in. And
as Ivanka was advising him, by the way. So I'm so glad she's sitting in the White House.
Well, he didn't it's listen
really,
to her.
No, but it's good she's there in the White House. It's very respectful to the American people who elected him.
I don't know anything about Ivanka. So I
she's
will simply
his daughter
say,
who was in the shoe business.
Yeah.
Even Jimmy Carter didn't bring Billy Carter to the White House.
Billy Carter was not in the shoe business. He was in the beer business. You know that, and I know that.
Who
okay.
is? I want to finish my last point, and then I have a very important point to make. Who exactly is going to defend Israel when America is Mexico/Pakistan?
Yeah.
What did Mexico do to throw back the Nazi war machine? Remember, you know, all the troops they sent descending into Normandy. No.
Well,
good
look.
Luck to the rest of the world. It's not just our country, and I think we should care about our country because it is our country. But it is lights out for the rest of the world. This is the last Christian country on earth, and it is being swept away by morons who will not face what the truth is and still want to talk about abortion and Israel. You're losing it all without a break. Now, as
no,
to
no,
Kavanaugh.
No. We're going to go to a break,
okay.
and then we're going to get back. We're going to finish up that the rant. And I love your rants. We'll be right back with Ann Coulter. Do not go away. I don't even need to tell you. You're not going anyplace.
Even if it takes a lifetime, somehow I feel inside.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says the U.S. opposes the incursion in northern Syria, and it's threatening the progress that has been made in the region. Meanwhile, Treasury Secretary Mnuchin says there are powerful U.S. sanctions on the table that could be used against Turkey. Meanwhile, Turkish forces push deeper into northeastern Syria. A wildfire fueled by strong Santa Ana winds has prompted officials to order the evacuation of 100,000 people from their homes in the foothills of the San Fernando Valley. That's on the northern edge of Los Angeles County. Alexei Leonov, the legendary Soviet cosmonaut who became the first human to walk in space 54 years ago, has died in Moscow at age 85. Stocks remain broadly higher. The Dow had 461 points. The Nasdaq is up 150. This is SRN News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper in credit card debt? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management will consolidate your accounts and work with your creditors. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm talking to a little lady I like to call Ann Coulter, and she's right here. Ann Coulter, I want to ask you a bunch of questions, but you're making some points, so please continue. You were just in the middle of something, and I cut you off.
No, I wanted to leap to, I told you I had something controversial to say about the...
Kavanaugh.
Yeah.
I don't like that smile. I think this could be bad for everyone.
Okay, this is it. That is... The Kavanaugh, I mean, you were describing those lunatics. Probably your viewers and listeners remember. Remember those crazy women who were
they were clawing the door and shrieking like demons. And not only like demons, but, you know, I have to say that that level of emotion, I mean, emotion is almost civilized compared to what they were expressing. It was really ugly.
Yes, and if you can, in your podcast, show a little clip of that, it would be really helpful to the point I'm about to make, which is, well, I'll start with the conclusion and then build backwards. Women should get married in their 20s, have children, and stay away from politics, journalism, and activism. You will notice that the activists, particularly the ones against Kavanaugh, look at the global warming protests. It's always, well, I won't say they're always overweight women, but they are often overweight women who are obviously mentally disturbed, very upset, screaming, carrying on, weeping. Kavanaugh, the ones who would show, well, the one I just talked about was really the most beautiful example of it. But I just think all of that passion and energy is better directed toward a family. And most women, not all women, my own case to the contrary, go mad if they are not safely ensconced with a husband and children, and the world would be a better place. I started pointing it out to my friends, and now we notice the most unfair journalists, the most outrageous.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, you'll get, you know, like a James Comey type. I'm totally convinced the whistleblower is a woman. So that's my controversial.
Okay, now hold on. Let me just say to my audience, why do I allow this kind of hate on my program? I don't know. Now, what you're saying, and this is of course what I love about you, is you kind of cut to the chase because there is no doubt. And let's put our cards on the table. You not only didn't get married in your 20s, you haven't been married and you haven't had kids. And my wife and I got married later in life and stuff. But you're talking about a principle that really, since the beginning of time, was a given, that people would marry young and have families. What we're talking about is how something happened in the 60s. We had a cultural shift, and many things came out of it. All the things we're talking about came out of it. And one of them is this idea that families or marriage are optional, or that marriage is, you know, probably slavery, and I don't want to, you know. And in a way, I would say it has really hurt women.
And
it's hurt
men
women
and
horribly.
Women are alike.
Right. Which is so ridiculous. But I think most people know it's ridiculous.
Also,
it's only
the jobs are fun.
Talk about it. The jobs are fun.
Yeah. People watch TV like Friends and stuff. And, you know, it seems like, or I don't know.
Well,
Murphy
no,
Brown, but, work is fun. You just show up and start chit-chatting with your colleagues and wacky adventures ensue. No, there's a reason it's called work.
Yeah.
It sucks. I mean, my life is one in a million. Don't count on it, ladies. Your objective should be through college, through whatever you do in your 20s, focus like a laser beam on finding a man you will be happy with for the rest of your life and who can support you, because otherwise you go mad and you end up clawing at the door of the Supreme Court or writing utterly insane journalism, slanderous, and you are just lucky that we have a First Amendment that means you can go around defaming and slandering people.
I've always wanted to have the kind of a program that would make news, but never in this way. No, seriously, you say stuff. And look, it cracks me up, Ann, because so much of you say I agree with completely. I would not say it the way you do. Otherwise, I might have a home in Florida as well. But let me tell you something. What you say, you're hitting, and this is, I think, why so many people, frankly, love Trump, is because you and he both go right to the thing that everyone knows that no one dare say, because we've been trained to you know, cover everything with armor of heavy armor of nuance and caveats before we can say anything.
Right. And it's getting worse. I tweeted an article I read, or a column, I don't know, late last night or this morning, that made a really interesting point. And I think he's right about it. Now that we're all how do most people get news? I can tell you I do it by Twitter. That's how I communicate with the world, by Twitter. Other people, Facebook, Instagram, I think I technically have accounts, but I don't really use them. You're spending so much time getting news, generating, thinking about, you know, what you're doing. We live in a virtual world of news, and he pointed out there was this parody site that said there actually was a bank robbery in California. The guy actually was wearing a Day of the Dead mask at some Mexican festival, and the article, the parody article, said that the police were prosecuting him for cultural appropriation for wearing the Day of the Dead mask and might be able to attach the bank robbery charges. People fell for that.
Yeah.
And why? Because they're used to, and he points out, no, what's illegal in the Twitter world is not illegal in the real world.
Right, right. Well, it's...
And it really, I mean, it does influence you. When I'm tweeting something, there are loads of tweets I don't send that I think are funny, but, oh, I'll be suspended.
Yeah, right. Well, look, I think that we're talking about so many different things. I just want to make sure we don't lose. You just made an important point about, at least how I see it, about family and about that kind of structure. And you put it in your typical way, but I want to back up a little bit. We're going to go to a break. When we come back, I want to talk more about this because it really is at the heart of why we're in big trouble. Stick around. Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. There's something you all need to know about Relief Factor and about Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son owners. As you know, they're on a real mission to help as many people as possible get out of pain, and they've been a consistent sponsor of the show for several years. In radio, sponsors come and go. They may even stay for a year or so. It sounds like they're doing super, and then they're gone. Well, not so with Relief Factor. Pete and Seth are consistent year after year, and that's because tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every day for their back and neck pain. I'm one of them. Shoulder pain, knee pain, hip pain. And they are now in less or no pain at all. All these people, it's as simple as that. It works. That's why I've joined Pete and Seth on their mission to help you get out of pain today. And the first step is to order the 3-week quick start pack for $19.95. If you're still skeptical, remember, it's not just me. There are tens of thousands of other nice people who would happily tell you to give it a try. It can be done. It could be at your door in just 2 to 3 days. Go to relieffactor.com. Remember, relieffactor.com. It works. It works. Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. As you know, following Christ is a lifelong pursuit. It requires perseverance, and practice makes permanent. A new study Bible for today is the third edition of the Life Application Study Bible. Read by more than 20 million people, it's the best-selling study Bible in the world. The Life Application Study Bible is not a Bible for a season. It's not for a New Year's resolution. It's not just for hard times. It's a Bible for all times, with more than 10,000 newly updated and expanded notes, charts, maps, timelines, profiles, and more. The Life Application Study Bible is the most complete single-volume Bible ever compiled. It is just what you need to apply biblical teaching to your everyday life. As you train for the race God calls each of us to, the Life Application Study Bible is the companion and coach you need by your side every single step of the way. For who you were, who you are, and who God has called you to become for all times. Learn more at lifeapplication.com. That's lifeapplication.com.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free.
Just pay shipping and handling.
No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. You have all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company it is today. Now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. You know I use it. I rave about it. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers. I love that. Bed sheets, so much more. For example, they're bringing back the buy one, get one free offer for the MyPillow. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Now, remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free offer for the MyPillows. You've got to enter the promo code ERIC or Metaxas. That's the key. Eric or Metaxas, 800-978-3057, 800-978-3057. That's the Electric Light Orchestra. I'm Eric Metaxas, and my guest is Ann Coulter. Ann, I've got some questions for you. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
You're ready even if I don't have questions for you. I know that. I know that. I wanted to give you a copy of my favorite new children's books called Donald Builds the Wall. I give copies to all my friends unless I show up at a place with two copies and I didn't know my friend was going to be there, like, for example, Allie Hanley, or, you know, somebody just picking a name out of a hat. And then I don't give the copies.
Okay, I'll give that to
Allie. No, this is for you. No, Allie gets her own copy.
Okay.
But I just want you to make sure that you have a copy, because here in the world in which I live, people believe that this president is building the wall, certainly not as fast as we would like. But there are people like me who really do believe that he is building the wall, and that he has heard your cry, that your prayers have come up as
world.
A memorial against.
I think we should send a copy of this to the president.
I have his address, but I don't think he's going to get it. You know, if I
we
send it to him.
We got to get one to Barron.
To Barron?
Yeah, his son.
Barron Trump. He's like a 19-year-old now. He's like got tattoos.
Yeah, but he's still living at home.
Well, okay.
Tattoos.
I think he's got tattoos now.
He does not have tattoos. I would like
That's
to live
right.
in a world where Trump is building
He has
wall.
A Dukakis tattoo on his back. Nobody understands why. So isn't that weird? That's weird, man. Okay, Ann, we were talking about this big issue. You brought this up. You've brought this up since I know you. I've known you for a long time. We've talked about this, but because we live in a politically correct culture, there's certain things people shouldn't say. They say they shouldn't say. Trump typically says them.
I love that about him. I think that's what most people
love about him.
I love his tweeting. Everything the media hates about him are the things I like about him. It's just that it's got to go beyond tweeting.
How about the fact that when he's giving a speech someplace, right, and then you can just feel when he suddenly goes off teleprompter and rants, for example, about windmills or about incandescent bulbs and how they're much better. And I just think that's why people love him, because what other president would talk about what you're all thinking, that we hate these politically correct bulbs that they're foisting
yes.
on us and we all want incandescent bulbs?
Yes.
He actually talks about
no,
it.
No, he says the right stuff. It's just that's where it ends. Today, you know, the big thing is, which I totally love that he said it. You know, they're all bleeding about the Kurds. I wish, you know, Lindsey Graham Republicans cared one-tenth as much about Americans who are, you know, being killed by illegal aliens. Now there's a new pill that's coming across from Mexico that is just purely deadly. They're making lots of fake fentanyl, OxyContin, not to mention anything of the general drunk driving,
cartels. Hang on a tick. I've been bleeding about the Kurds, and I just want to ask you a question. Why do you make it sound like a zero-sum game? The Kurds were our allies, and it's horrifying when George Bush the first turned his back on the Kurds, when we turned our back on the Vietnamese. Whenever you turn your back on your allies, you kind of shouldn't do that, because we as America are supposed to stand for something. And
it
so we ought to figure out a way, but we've got to figure out a way to deal with that. I mean, you can't just say, well, let's just leave.
Yes, you can.
Why?
He should have said it day one, as he promised he would on the campaign trail. Three things. One is this becomes a never-ending cycle of us having to intervene here and there and every place. No, that was what Trump ran on. Enough. We have troops in 100 countries around the world. We don't have troops on our own border. And why is it just, you know, footnote here, why is it that Americans all understand that if the president of the United States wants to bomb Syria without checking with Congress, turns out on false pretenses, but Ivanka cried, ends up killing civilians for no reason, as the U.N. found.
Are you and Ivanka not friends anymore?
That's why we bombed Syria.
Okay.
You remember that?
No.
Well, it was in his first year. Ivanka cried, and Nikki Haley, oh, we have to really gin up on that. Okay, so we know that the president can bomb innocent civilians in other countries, but Trump can't protect this country. That's what they think the job of the commander-in-chief is.
But I thought that's precisely what he was doing. In other words, that now we're in the courts again and again and again, but he just said this is a national security issue, and I have the right, and I'm going to take the funds from the Pentagon or whatever, and that's what he's done.
And yet it only took him 10 seconds to bomb Syria, but it's now 3.5 years, and we still don't have the wall. He's the commander-in-chief.
Bombing doesn't take as long as building a wall.
Oh, please.
I know you've got a lot of experience in the construction business, Ann, but let me just tell you, when a wall goes up,
you are denying,
to put up a mile of wall
takes a long
time. So
Lindsey Graham and all of these Republicans and the entire commentariat, they all think that they agree with me that, no, of course, Commander-in-Chief can build the wall.
Sure.
There's no judge stopping the president from bombing countries, from sending troops to other countries.
In all seriousness, because I'm always missing something. What is it? I mean, do you actually believe that he doesn't want to build the wall?
No, no, no. Do you actually believe that our Constitution, our framers, in their wisdom thought, now the one thing we have to allow the commander-in-chief to be able to do is to invade other countries?
No.
Protect our borders? No, no, no. He's got to go to McConnell for that. He's got to go to Ryan. We have to make sure
Court
judge in San Francisco has to approve.
What do you think
defend
he could
our
do?
Borders? No, that's craziness.
But he's no milquetoast. I mean, this is a guy who typically does what he likes. So what do you think is preventing him from
simply
taking action?
Well, we're getting into the psychology at that point. Point two, we're back on the Kurds. Point one, it's a never-ending series of alliances. Build the wall. Forget. We'll deal with the rest of the country by being strong ourselves, murdering our, on the planes, they always, the gas mask. And if you need your gas mask.
Well, no, that's right.
Still talking.
I agree with you.
Put on your gas mask first.
Yes.
Then help your child. Well, America's dying. Could we put on our gas mask first?
Right.
Well, no, we can't. Oh, we have to take care of the Kurds. Point one. Point two, I promise you, the Kurds have no loyalty to anyone who's going to protect them at any time. Oh, they're going to refuse to work with us in the future. Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Point three, I don't think what everyone is fantasizing now, as they have fantasized so many times about every other foreign intervention, never came out the way they said it was going to, and I don't think it's going to now. Great, the Kurds align with Syria. All we're doing is getting out of Syria. Assad, if you had to live in a Middle Eastern country other than Israel, there is no country you would be better off in as a Christian or a member of civilization than Syria.
Except now Erdogan is invading Syria.
And my money's on Assad. Now that we're no longer opposed to Assad, which for some reason
been. So we're getting someplace,
really,
and of course now we have to go to a break.
Which really shows you what the problem is with us intervening around the world.
Okay.
You don't even know what's going
on.
Right. It's a bunch
of your crazy
phony
way you begin to make sense. We're going to be right back with Ann Coulter.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Hi, Dennis Prager here. I want to let you know about a new product available at the Prager Store. It's offering the audio version of the Rational Bible Genesis on CD, narrated by the extraordinary Tom Parks. He's been recording bestsellers for 30 years. I personally picked him, and you will love listening to him read Genesis. Listening or reading, I hope these are life-changing for you. In fact, I know they will be. Of that, I am absolutely certain. To buy the Rational Bible Genesis audiobook or the autographed hardcover, go to PragerStore.com.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Los Angeles Fire Chief Ralph Torres says Santa Ana winds from the northeast are spreading a massive California wildfire toward more populated areas.
The winds were sustained about 20 to 25 miles per hour with gusts over 50 miles per hour. So as you can imagine, the embers from the wind have been traveling a significant distance, which causes another fire to start.
There are mandatory evacuations of 100,000 people. A person was killed in a fire that swept through a mobile home park in Cala Mesa in Riverside County, just east of Los Angeles. There were also some injuries there. In Los Angeles, a man went into cardiac arrest and died at the scene of a wildfire that broke out late Thursday. Stocks remain broadly higher. The Dow up 492 points. The NASDAQ ahead 158. This is SRN News.
The annual enrollment for Medicare is coming soon, so we're here at Health Markets, a free service to help make sure you have the right Medicare plan. Mike, there's a lot going on here.
There sure is. Health Markets has invented the Fit Score to instantly compare thousands of Medicare plans from national insurance companies. In minutes, folks can find out if their current plan is the right fit or if there's another plan that can provide extra coverage and help save money. Best of all, the service is free.
So what Medicare benefits could people be missing out on?
A lot. Plans with $0 copays, $0 deductibles, and $0 premiums. Plans that include dental and vision coverage, or diabetic supplies, hearing aids, and more at no additional cost. With so many choices, our advice is don't go it alone when there's a free, unbiased service that can help.
Go to healthmarkets.com or call 800-716-7780. That's 800-716-7780. 800-716-7780.
Oh, hello. Hey, folks, before I forget, before we return to my conversation with Ann Coulter, I want to remind you we're doing a fundraiser for the Alliance Defending Freedom. Folks, there is nobody doing what they do. Religious liberty and liberty of every kind is being attacked in America. We don't need to go into the details, but it's very serious. They're the only ones who are able to do what they do at the Supreme Court. They've won 9 out of 9 cases there. They've just argued their 10th. They need your help. They've turned to this program, so I'm turning to you. Folks, please go to MetaxasTalk.com. There's a banner for the Alliance Defending Freedom. I will spare you the details right now because Ann Coulter is right here. Ann, we just have a few minutes left. I'm going to keep you, though, because I want to continue talking to you. But we were just talking about 10 different things. You just mentioned something that you got me thinking, which is rare. it really is, because you hear the same thing over and over. It's why it's hard for me to watch TV, because I think I could be making those same arguments. I'm trying to learn something new.
You have to get a lobotomy to be on cable news.
Okay. I'll consider it. but seriously, you just said that if we were not to intervene in Syria, if we're going to continue with what Trump did and just pull out, you're saying that Assad in Syria would then feel free to protect the Kurds? Is that the case you're making?
The Kurds will go with anyone who will protect them. They are. My guess is, as I tweeted out, alternative scenario to, you know, the precious darling Kurds that apparently matter more than American citizens are about to be wiped out, is that the Kurds align with Syria. They have Putin protecting them. They are safe. Iran is at a total disadvantage because we're not there strong-arming Assad anymore. Again, Assad, the Arab leader who is the friendliest to Christians over there. Not that I care, and I hate that we're wasting so much time on this because, again, put on your air mask first. And that is my third point, not exactly against the Kurds, but against the bleeding about the Kurds. I want an actual number not necessarily from you, you're not a senator, from Lindsey Graham, from the generals, from the rest of these bleeders.
In my mind, I'm a senator, technically
Andrea
I was never
Mitchell.
Elected.
I want to know exactly how many Americans they think it's worth dying to protect the Kurds. I want a number. Is it one? Is it two? Is it 10? How about to do whatever we're doing in Afghanistan? How many Americans is it worth dying for that? I want a number, because for me, it's zero. For them, it's obviously a number higher than zero. I would just like to know what that number is. Is it 10? Is it 100?
I think Henry Kissinger is sitting on that number right now. He would know. He's Mr. Realpolitik.
I think they should be required to answer that when we are sending troops around the globe.
Yeah.
To protect people that we, for reasons we don't understand, intervening for reasons that often turn out the opposite. And I was a big Iraq War supporter, as big as they come. And I think I still would. I know I still would defend the first few years of it. I'd defend the first 6 months of Afghanistan. Why we were still there years and years later. Why to this day we are in Afghanistan.
Sending, well, what about the fact that we have bases
that weren't born on 9/11? That is not keeping one American safer. Meanwhile, today, I don't even know what the number is, but some number of Americans will be killed by illegal aliens, will be killed by legal aliens who ought to be.
My parents are legal aliens, and they scare me. All right, I think we're out of time. I think I've had enough of this nonsense. Ann Coulter, thank you. We're going to keep you here, though. We're going to continue the conversation, but we're done for this hour. Folks, thanks for listening.
General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.